I think I thought, like many people did, that it was either the Union or emancipation, and only slowly came to understand that he had something much larger in mind. In some ways, it does make for an understanding that politics in the hands of a great person like him is a truly honorable profession. In his hands, the kind of qualities that we associate normally with decency, like sensitivity and kindness and compassion and empathy, became great political resources. Especially if you've got that big goal in front of you of doing something worthy for the test of time, you can deal with all these little things that come along the way. He somehow understood that if he could remove his own short-term satisfaction from the equation, the longer-term goal might be met. What did he do with the Gettysburg Address? In a certain sense, that's the great story for the country. In a certain sense, storytelling is something so deep, I think, in our psyche. It's not just a story at that moment, but it connects us to the past. In fact, Lincoln himself worried as a young man that his generation did not have the challenges that the Founding Fathers had, and they'd be left with modest ambitions because this whole experiment had already been created. Every time a battle was lost, he immediately, the next hour, if he could, got onto a boat or got onto a train to visit the troops. There's so many oral histories that talk about Ann Rutledge and Lincoln. Clearly something happened between those two. The idea of the loss that the country sustained still staggers me. I mean, somebody said that the 600,000 lives that were lost would be equivalent today to 5 million lives. I mean, how could we possibly bear something like that? And yet they did. He understood that he had to keep that White House open to the ordinary people. But he said, these are my public opinion baths, and I've got to remember the great popular assemblage from which I've come. The White House in the last 50 years, really, has become a cocoon. He had to absorb what he didn't know. He had to have the curiosity, which he did, and he had to learn. But he had a temperament that was open to learning. He thought government's responsibility was to lift those artificial weights from ordinary people. He was a humanitarian as broad as the world, and his greatness was in his character, someone who was not only great but good.